Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Agat Chodesh, and our limud of halacha every day is as a schus for the refuah of the refuah shleima of Yosef Dov Mechailish, the refuah shleima b'kor b'soi shechol Yisrael. So we mentioned in passing, and today we'll have a look at it in a little bit more detail, as to whether or not it's mutter to smoke on Yom Tov. Is it mutter? Well, you can ask. Yeah, hear the doctors. The doctor. So saying, well, is it mutter to smoke an entire year round? But for those who smoke regularly, people who are smokers and who get pleasure from being a smoker, is smoking called oichal nefesh? Can you light? So first of all, the Aruch HaShulchan says straight away that all the discussion in the poskim, which goes back to the Bnei Yoshua, who died in 1756. I just checked this out because obviously it makes a difference. They died 300 years ago when people had a different perception of smoking. And the Prima Godin, who died in 1792. And the Aruch HaShulchan that I'm speaking about, who brings them, which was published in 1884. And even then, it was a perfectly natural thing, a normal thing, not perceived as being an... in fact, we'll speak about it. He speaks about the health benefits of smoking. So, but the first thing to say is that he says that Ba'atse Gofris Peshita de Osor. Yeah. Why? He said Kahayoim Shenis Rabu Ha Papirisin. Paparasin. In other words, he says that all the smoking that's discussed in Halacha is smoking using either a pipe or a ready rolled, if you like, cigar. They didn't have ready rolled cigarettes. Today, we have ready-rolled cigarettes as well. But he says, if you're going to roll your own and make the cigarette on Yom Tov, then you're getting into different shilas. You're getting into a shilah of sticking the paper, you're getting into a shilah of makeh bepatish, you're getting into a shilah of making a cigarette. He says, Yizoru lekonos me'ev Yom Tov. Those things, those people who roll their own and make their own cigarettes, that they've got to do before Yom Tov. Avada osalaisab dahat dezeu kasias keli. He says to make a cigarette, to roll your own, fill it, and stick the paper around it, that's not allowed. But that's a separate, nothing to do, that those are a separate isurim of Yom Tov. But assuming that there's none of those isurim, the cigarette comes out of a packet, the Cuban cigar comes out of a tube, and the person is smoking a pipe. So all he's got to do is take the tabak. So he says, da. There were some people, just imagine, there were some people who wanted to say that you can't smoke on Yom Tov. We learned a pasuk which said that ach asheyochel, the heter of what we call oichel nefesh, and not just oichel, because the pasuk says ach asheyochel lechol nefesh. And we learned from the expression ye ochel lechol nefesh, and not just ye ochel, that it's only something which is generally acceptable to everybody, something which is generally perceived as a pleasure to the public at large. That is something which is ochel nefesh, which is mutter. So avada, eating and drinking, is perceived as a pleasure to everybody. The Gemara speaks though about mugmor. Mugmor was a minig that they had, that they would come. They were a minig that they had that at the end of the meal they would bring in like a hot dish, if you like, a preheated dish like they sometimes serve in the restaurants. You get your sizzling meal on a flat, what's called, and they used to place spices on it, and the spices used to create a smell. They used to create a smoke and a smell which was a pleasant smell in the room at the end. So mugmo is a question, is it shover lechol nefesh? Because poor people didn't do it. It was only rich people who did that sort of thing. The Gemara also clears, and Poskim clear, about whether or not having a shower every day is a shover lechol nefesh. Even bizman hazeh, there are people who wash every day. Everybody washes their hands every day at least. Probably washes their face every day. But does everybody have a shower every day? Does everybody have a bath every single day? If it's a standard thing, then it's a shover lechol nefesh, and we'll be able to mutter on Yom Tov. But if it isn't, if it's only some people who do, and other people who are perfectly civilized and who are perfectly hygienic, but afal pikein, they don't have a shower every day, then we wouldn't be mutter. So we're speaking now about cigarettes, and the same thing, the same question was discussed by the poskim in 200 and 300 years ago as to whether or not smoking a cigarette. Well, in those days, a cigarette. Or, as I said, a cigar, or smoking a pipe, where there's no other Isurim involved, apart from the smoking itself, is that called Shover L'chol Nefesh? Is that something that everybody accepts as a pleasure and will be Mati on Yontif? Or it's something which only certain people do and other people don't, and therefore it won't be? And we'll carry on B'li'eda tomorrow.
Start today at Turaway, North West London, Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh 7, Aleph 7, 28th of June, 45th day of the Omer, Dayan Shmuel, Simon Shlita, Megillus Rus, Perek, Dalet. This is Torah sponsored, the Fatsumas HaMasum of Yossi Lerner, Nerio, and Esther Rosenthal Shetichia, take place on Yud Monday, Yud Gimel, Sivan, Amit Hashem. He Rotsen Shiv Nubayas Neimon, B'Yisrael Hashem, B'Lisilo, Veschus Hashvoim V'Chayolim B'Milchamo, Sheyachzeru Levoteim L'Shalom B'Mheiro.
Good morning.
Good Chodesh.
I was asked to give a share on the fourth Perek of Rus, the last Perek of Rus, which Kadmonim say is not just the last Perek of Rus, it's the climax of the story of Rus, and even more important, it's the whole reason why the Megillah was written. The Megillah, as we know, was written by Shmuel HaNavi. We all discuss why we have a minhag, a custom to read on Shavuos, and various reasons are given why it's read on Shavuos. Is it because it's full of chesed and Kabbalah Satorah, Torah is kula chesed? Is it because of the Geirus of Rus? Rus went through Geirus, and Klal Yisrael, Har Sinai also went through Geirus with a Korban and Tevila and etc. Milo Tevila. Is it because David HaMelech was born? But that's all in the custom of reading on Shavuos. But more important, possibly, is to understand why Bichlal was this written as a Megillah, as Kisvei HaKodesh, one of the Kisvei HaKodesh, one of the five Megillahs. We all know why Shir HaShirim was written, Kehelis was written. I don't think we have any questions on that, why it became a Megillah. Megillas Esther, we all understand Megillas Eicha. But Megillas Rus appears just to be a story recorded, a story with Boaz and Rus and Pliny Almoni and the birth of David HaMelech. What exactly was the purpose of it? And in many machzorim, there is printed after Megillas Rus a paragraph quoting the Binyan Ariel. Today we all use the article Machzorim, but it's not printed in the article, but the Machzor Rabbah and others. The Binyan Ariel was the Chief Rabbah of Amsterdam. He lived some 300 years ago. He wrote a Sefer Al HaTorah. And he says it over Pella. He says the reason why the Megillah was written, the whole purpose, was because of the climax, the fourth Perek of Megillas Rus, and not only the fourth Perek, the last five Psukim of Megillas Rus. After Boaz marries Ruth, that's Yibum, the type of Yibum, and the baby's born, and the baby's called Oved. The Eile told his parents, then the last few psukim go back to the Yichus of Peretz. Peretz was the son of Yehuda, he had two children, one of them was Peretz, and it goes down from the Yichus of Peretz, as Chazal tell us, that the two sons of Yehuda were Oymed to Malchus, comes originally from Yehuda, goes down through Peretz, right down to Boaz, and further to Hisham Eve, to Hisham Nishai, till David HaMelech. Says the Binyan Ariel, the whole purpose was Shmuel HaNavi in his greatness, who we know Shmuel HaNavi was Moshe V'Aaron B'choy HaNavi B'Shmuel B'Koy Shemoy. He was equivalent to Moshe V'Aaron. He felt he had to write that down only to be Misyaches the Yichus of David HaMelech. Very difficult to understand. Let me just read the two sentences that the Binyan Ariel says. He says, Megillas Rus Nichtava Yidei Shmuel HaNavi. Megillas Rus, we know, was written by Shmuel HaNavi. Le'yaches es David HaMelech Shebo Mirus HaMoyavio. To be meyaches, to write, to forever, to keep the yichus of David HaMelech, who was the great grandson of Rus HaMoyavio. Ki min ha-shomayim eskimu al adovo. To prove and to demonstrate and to declare that min ha-shomayim they agreed to this yichus. As though there was some question about it, whether he's misyaches back to Peretz. The Sefer HaMegillah Mesayim Ike HaYichus MiPeretz HaDovid LeChvaydoi. And that's the end of the last few psukim, where Shmuel HaNavi enumerates the Yichus of David HaMelech going back to Peretz. But what's going on exactly with this Binyan Ariel? As I said, Binyan Ariel was written a few hundred years ago. And we'll see later, it comes from earlier sources. What's this question, min ha-shomayim yaskimuloi? There seems to be a question, and Shmuel HaNavi needed a haskoma min ha-shomayim that and that's why you heard the Novi. And the Pshat is poshut. Pshat is very poshut what it means, where he's coming from. Because we know that there was a huge halachic question at the time of Boaz, Rus with Pliny Almoni. At the end of the day, Boaz marries Rus. And there's a pasuk in the Torah of Loyove Amoini Umoyovi Bekal Hashem. Just like a mamzer cannot come Bekal Hashem, a mitzri ve'doimi cannot marry into Kal Hashem, Amoini Umoyov, somebody from Amoini Umoyov cannot marry, of course, we're after Gerus, if they're before Gerus, they're not Jewish anyway. Or even though we're Makabel game from Amoini Umoyov, but they cannot marry Bekal Hashem. And the question was, how could Rus, who is a who came from Moyov, marry into Kal Hashem to Boaz? Boaz was a god ladder. What? What we know is that when Chazal made a drasha, the Yobay Amoini Vele Amoinis, Moyovi Vele Moyovis. And when the Torah prohibits them, it's only the males, not the females. And this was a question twice in the Megillah. It was a question that came up in Perek Dalet, when the question was that Machloin, the late husband of Rus, he had Kalkois, which had to be Nigal by the closest relation. The closest was not Boaz, it was Pliny Almoini. And he was offered to, you be the girl, you redeem the Kalkois, in order to be making the shame of the name that of Machlon had passed away. And he refused. The Pasuk says, Vayoma Hagoyen Loyucha Ligoli. I'm unwilling, I'm unable to be girl the Kalka, because Rus had insisted that whoever's girl has to marry her as well. And he knew that if he was going to be girl, he would have to marry her. Pen ashchisis nachalosi. Lest I destroy my future descendants. Says Rashi, what does he mean, pen ashchisis nachalosi? Losse is pegam bizarre. If I marry her, there'll be a pegam in my children, my descendants. Shenem ala yobe amoyne moyovi. Because Pliny Almoni felt that Rus was prohibited in marriage. And he said, I can't marry her. Says Rashi, he made the mistake. He should have known of this drosha. But the Pliny Almoni held the halacha that it was offered to marry even a female. And therefore he refused to marry Boaz. Refused to marry Rus. Boaz himself, as we know, he was of the opinion, halachic opinion, he disputed it. He was of the opinion, Amoini v'le Amoinis, Moyovi v'le Moyovis. And the Pasuk says, when he married Boaz, he took 10 people. The Gemara says in Ksubas, why did he take 10 people? To be mefarsim the psak of Amoini v'le Moyovis, it's absolutely mutter, and that was fine. We have a machlekes here between Pliny Amoini and Boaz on this halachic shaila. Earlier on, in fact, we find there was a question which Rus asked Boaz. When Naomi sends Rus into the fields, and Rus and Boaz is overkind to her, in Perek Beis, in Naich Pasod, she tzev olach tachren haloit tzivises hanoem levilti nogich. You stay with the maidens; nobody's going to touch you. Vatipel al poneho, and Rus falls on her face. Vatishtachu also. Vatoyme elo madua motzosichem beinecho lakireni vonoichi nachriel. What is it that you're so kind to me that I find favor in your eyes, says Rus, and I'm not Jewish? The Targum says she had a much bigger question. Wasn't just I'm a nochuyah. Says the Targum, how come I found favor in your eyes? Rus was of the opinion that when she was Moshe Nefesh to come with Naomi back to Eretz Yisrael, she thought la halacha she'll never be able to marry. She's never going to marry. And it appears Boaz was already discussing a prospect of marriage with Rus. And he said, and he was overkind to her. And Rus says, how can you marry me? I am from Moyov, lo yove amoyni moyovi bekal Hashem. She was of the opinion it's awesome. Vayan Boaz vayoymelo. And Boaz answers her, hugad hugad li kol asher osis chamoseich. And the Targum says, what does it mean, hugad hugad li? I know the Drosha's Chazal. The Chadgoza Hashem legoza al Nukvayo, Elohim al Gavrayo. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that Moyov can't come into Kal Hashem, you cannot marry Moyov, it's only on the males, not on the females. And the rest is history. But you see, there was a big question here. Is Rus allowed? Rus L'chatchel was the opinion she's not allowed. And Boaz put her straight, if Boaz was right. Pliny Almoini was of the opinion that you can't marry Rus. And Boaz disagreed. And this is where the Binyan Ariel is coming from. Shmuel HaNovi, it appears, wanted to make a stempel once and for all, because we know it wasn't just relevant to Rus and Naomi, to Rus and Boaz. It was relevant to descendants David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom, that her great-grandson was David Melech Yisrael. Was he coming from a prohibited marriage? Was he also begal or not? So says the Pliny, says Binyan Ariel, if we go back to what he says, Megillasus Nichtevali de Shmuel HaNovi leYachis es David HaMelech shebo miRus HaMoyavio. It was written by Shmuel HaNovi to tell us the Yichus of David HaMelech, who came from Rus HaMoyavio. And therefore, one could argue that David HaMelech is also Bekol. Ki min HaShomayim iskimu al HaDovo. It became Kisra HaKodesh, it became a Megillah, to show that min HaShomayim iskimu al HaDovo. V'soif HaMegillah Messiahim ikha yichus min peretz HaDovid lechvodo. And that's why the climax of the Megillah is the last four psukim, which tells us that the yichus of David HaMelech goes right back to Peretz. That's lechayra what the Binyan Ariel is saying. The problem is, it's a beautiful pshat, but where on earth do we see in the Megillah that min hashamayim they agreed to Boaz, they agreed to Shmuel HaNovi? All we see in the last few psukim is that the father of David was Yishai, his father was Oved, his father was Boaz, and he goes right back to Peretz. But if we've got a question of whether David HaMelech is Osir Bekol, because he comes from Rus is a Moabite who should never marry Boaz, and all the descendants are not allowed to marry to Klal Yisrael, just because you meyachis them back to Peretz, to Yehuda, doesn't prove anything on the Ika question between the Pliny and Loini and Boaz, whether David HaMelech is Mutter, whether Rus is Mutter. All you see is the Yichus. And the truth is, later generations, not much later, a few years later, the Machlokes came again. David HaMelech, the great-grandson of Rus HaMoyavio, as a young lad, goes out to the front. His father sends him out. There's a story in Shmuel Aleph of Goliath, who threatens Klal Yisrael, and he says, let me fight with one man, and whoever wins, if he wins, will be avodim to you, etc. And if I win, that's the end of Klal Yisrael. And everybody was in fear. Comes David HaMelech as a young boy. His father sent him to bring food to his brothers who were the battlefront. And he volunteers and he comes to Shmuel HaMelech. He says, I'm going to fight Goliath. And as we know, there is a Gemara in Yevamos, where the Gemara Dashan's an incredible Gemara. It's worth reading. It's worth learning. Especially with the Biskurov. I think if from Shavuos, which is Yom Matan Torah, we want to understand the beauty of Torah, Torah Shebetzal, Torah Shebal Peh, it's worth looking at a short paragraph of the Biskurov on this Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos, the Mishnah in Yevamos, Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, tells us that Amoni V'le Amonis, the prohibition from Ammonite is only a male, not a female, as we know. And the Gemara goes to the Agadator, the background a little bit of this, with the story of Shaul HaMelech and David. David, as a young lad, comes to the front. And the Gemara brings the psukim there. And Shaul appears to ask, who is this lad? Who is he? Fred the Gemara, he didn't know who he was. David HaMelech was already playing the harp in front of Shaul. Of course he knew he was. And it comes out that what he was asking him, he could see and he was worried that this young boy was going to replace him as a king. He felt threatened by David HaMelech. Very difficult to understand Shaul HaMelech, but we know that Shaul felt threatened by David, and he says, I know he comes from Yehuda. I know his ancestor is Yehuda. But which son does he come from? Does he come from Peretz? If he comes from Peretz, he's going to become a king. Or no, his brother, and he won't be a king, be Adam Choshev. He saw greatness in this young lad. This young lad put on the armor of Shaul HaMelech. He was small. Shaul HaMelech was huge. And it fitted him right. He could see something great about David, and he felt threatened. And he wanted to know, is he going to become a king ever? Does he come from Peretz or not? Said, that was Avner who was describing him with David HaMelech. Says, Doi goe doi mi. Why are you wondering where he comes from, who his yichus is? Find out whether Bichlal is Mutter Bekol. Maybe he's Osir Bekol. His great-grandmother was Rus HaMoyavio. A Moyavite should never marry Boaz. It was a prohibition to marry a Bein Schoen, Bein Nekevis, he felt, Doi Gadoimi. And how can Baruch Shem Baruto? It was also Bekol, and all her descendants also Bekol. David HaMelech is also Bekol. That's what David Doeg Doimi said to Shaul HaMelech. Why are you worrying whether he's king? Find out whether he's Mutar Bekol. And there was a whole shock of attire on the battlefront. Whether we dashen Amoni v'lo Amonis Movile Movis. Because if you're going to start dashing Moavi v'lo Moavis, then maybe you should dashen Mamza v'lo Mamzeres. Or Mitzri v'loin Mitzris. And it goes backwards and forwards, and they were stuck. And David HaMelech's ability to mount in Klal Yisrael was questioned. And they didn't know what to do. They went to the Beis HaMedrash. They went into the Beis HaMedrash, and Shmuel, I'm Sunni, I think it was, he bought a sword, Yedake Bacher, he said, Kach mekublani mipi Shmuel HaNovi, mi Beis Dino Yisrael Shmuel HaNovi. So I have a Kabbalah, which Biskov says we're not going into now, is Halacha Mishnah Mesinai of from the Bezer Shmuel HaNovi, Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moyovi v'lo Moyovis. That no, it was the Torah only prohibits males, not females, and it was late Jewish. So there's no question anymore. But you see, there was a question there. Again, you see, there was a question there. This was years after Boaz and Ruth. This was a great grandson of Ruth. Shmuel HaNovi was still alive. Because Gemara says Eshmon, in fact, Rus was still alive. Rus lived till Shlomo HaMelech. She sat next to Shlomo HaMelech when Shlomo HaMelech sat on the throne. But at that time, he came out again, the Machlekes. And this was the Machlekes, which according to Binyan Ariel, Shmuel HaNovi wrote the Megillah, it shouldn't be questioned ever after. And in fact, if we go back 200 years before the Binyan Ariel, Reb Shlomo Alkametz, the famous Reb Shlomo Alkametz, who's renowned for Lechadeidi, for the Pirtu Lechadeidi, but of course he wrote the Sefer Monis Halevi on Megillah Esther, he wrote a Sefer on Megillah Rosh Chodesh Yishai. And there he quotes from somebody, Reb Shmaya Ha'ikrit in his Akdoma. Reb Shlomo Alkametz lived at the time of the Beis Yosef and the Alshech, they all lived together in Sfas. He quotes from Reb Shmaya Ha'ikrit, that it was after this story of Shaul and Doiga Doimi, when it's already been questioned at the time of Boaz, and Boaz was convinced that he was right, Amoni v'lo Amonis, and the question came up again years later with Shaul HaMelech and the young lad of David, is he muti not? And that's when Shmuel saw that the future of David HaMelech is not guaranteed. That's when he wrote the Megillah. He wrote the Megillah at that point to confirm once and for all that this is Kisvei HaKodesh. This is written by a Novi, Min HaShemayim Iskimu Olov, Amon Yivle Amon Tzmoy Vle Moavis. This is where they're coming from, the Binyan Ariel and the Pshema Alkebetz. But the question is, how exactly do you see, if you go through the whole Megillah, including the last four Pesukim, where do we see clearly that it was Paskind? We know there was a Machlokes going at the Pleni Amon Yem Boaz. We know that Rus questioned it. Says the Shema Alkabetz and the Binyan Ariel in the last Psukim, because we know the family tree, the genealogy of David HaMelech goes back to parents, that proves Amon Yivle Movis. How does it prove? Rabbi Yisrael, I think Pasha Pshat in this Binyan Ariel is with Akamon Yivomis, coming back to Akamon Yivomis. We've got this lad, David, coming down to the battlefront, volunteering to fight. And Shaul HaMelech asks Avner, who is this lad? And his question was, does he come from Peretz? Does he come from the son from Yehuda? And if so, I'm worried he's going to become a king. He was worried that he would replace him. Doiga Doimi says to him, why are you questioning whether he comes from Peretz? Find out whether he's Mutar Bekol or not. Who says he's Mutar Bekol? His great-grandmother was Rus HaMoyavir. And the question which Biskurov writes in brackets, a very small question. Shaul HaMelech's worry was that he would be king. Says, Doeg, find out whether he's Osir Bekol. What's that going to do with whether he's going to be king? He might be Osir Bekol. Maybe you're right, Doeg, he's Osir Bekol. But I'm still worried that he comes from Peretz, and if he comes from Peretz, he's going to be king, and he's worried that he was going to replace him. What's it got to do with the fact of whether he's Mutar Bekol? Why was Doeg Adonis saying, why which son of Yehuda he's come from, find out if he's Mutar Bekol? Let's say he's also Bekol, but he's still worried he would replace him. Is it Biskurov in brackets is very poshut. He brings it to Sefta, that to be a king in Klal Yisrael, you need various conditions. And one of the conditions is you have to be Mutar Bekol. You have to be Miyuchas, you have to be Mutar Bekol. And if David HaMelech, he may be a great, great, great grandson of Peretz, but if he's prohibited to marry because he's a descendant of Rusamoy Avio, then you don't need to worry, he will never replace you. That's how the Brisker Rav learns. That's why Doge Demi says, don't worry, he's Osa Bakol. Somebody who's Osa Bakol cannot be a Melech. That's what Doge Demi was saying to Shaul HaMelech. That's how the Brisker Rav learns. We have Leib Gruber, Zichrono Livracha, the Yetzer Dor Shel Shivan, his Sefer Alzeh de Beirav, on Yevamos, says a much simpler pshat. What Doege Domi was telling Shaul HaMelech, don't worry. And he said like this, Lahalocha, very posh Lahalocha. We know it's this week's Seder, Pashas Bamidbar, the Mishpachosom, the Beis Avosom. The Yichas of everybody, Kohen Levi Yisrael, goes to the father. The patrilineal lineage, Kohen Levi Yisrael. When one of the parents, even the mother, is posel, she's a mamzeres, she's a mitzvahs, then, although the father may be kosher, the child will take the psul of either parent. So if you have a Yisrael marrying a mamzeres, chas v'sholem, the child is a mamzer. Although it's only the mother's a mamzeres, but Loi Halecha Chapsuloi tells us, you go bosser either, the father or the mother. If the mother's possible, even if the father's got the child is possible. Says Rebbe Chon Wasserman, Rebbe Leib Gruber quotes from Chon Wasserman, what's the din if a Kohen marries a Mamzeres, or a Levi marries a Mamzeres? So the child is a Mamzer, like the mother. But that, can he take the lineage of the father to be a Kohen or a Levi? So he'll be a mamzer kohen or mamzer levi. If the father's a kohen or levi and the mother's a mamzer, so he'll zicha be a mamzer, but he'll be a kohen levi. So the bechorin says shuvas rash, but patan shochanoch no. Once there's a psul in the parent, in the mother, and he goes after the mother, then he follows completely the mother. He won't be a kohen, he won't be a levi. The father may be a kohen, the father may be a levi. And normally say the Mishpachos Beis Avosom, but once one of the parents is apostle, even the mother, then it follows the mother completely, and he cannot take anything over from the father. Are we okay with that halacha? Very simple halacha. Says Reb Leib Gruber, that's exactly what Doege Domi was saying to Shaul HaMelech. You're worried that he's got a yichus back to Yehuda, parents. But I don't understand, says Doege Domi. Why are you worried? He comes back to Yehuda. His great-grandmother was Rus. His father was Yishai. His father was Oved. Oved was the son of Boaz and Rus. Through Boaz, he goes back to Peretz and Yehuda, maybe. But his mother was Posel Kol. Oved was Posel Kol. Yishai was Posel Kol. David HaMelech was Posel Kol. They go Posel the mother. They will not go. There won't be a din mishpachosem beis avosom. They'll be misyachas back to Peretz. That's exactly what Doege Domi was saying to Shaul. Don't worry. You're right, physically, genetically, he comes from Peretz. He comes from Yehuda. But he's not even allowed to call. Why? Because he's Messiah. He does follow the Yichus of Rus. Rus was apostle when she marries Boaz. That psul goes over to Ove, to Yishai, and to David. And no longer, Gabe, all Yichus now follows the mother. Not a Kohen, if the father will be a Kohen, not a Levi. And would not be Messiah back through his great-grandfather, Boaz, right back to Peretz. So don't worry.
So he's not Meshavet Yehuda.
He won't have the Yichus of Peretz. Absolutely. He won't have the Yichus of Shevet Yehuda, because that is the Yisod of the Chumash Rashba that the Chonon brings out, that once you go, there's a psul in a mother, then you no longer misyachs your father got other dinim as well. That's his kasha. Then until they came out and they passed Amonim Le'amonis. Shmuel Anovi, in his later years, says the Monis Alevi, this was Besof Yomov, when he lived at the time of Shaul HaMelech, and of this young lad, could see that this machlokes was never decided properly. He had the halacha Moshe Misinai, Amon Yivle Amon, he says, don't worry, David HaMelech, you're fine. But he decided at that point to say, to write down, and became the Megillah, the Kisva HaKodesh, that it's Kapaskin. Where do we see it? Because the first five psukim, the Eile told his parents, parents told his Chetzin, Chetzin only did Shom, Moil only did Aminodov, Aminodov only did Nachshon, Nachshon is Salmon, Salmon only did Boaz, U Boaz only did Oved. The Yichas of Oved goes back to Boaz. When he goes back to Boaz, his mother was Rus. Rus should never have married, and therefore she gets a psul of Amoini, and he's not Mesiachas back to his father, he's only Mesiachas to his mother. The fact that he says, Boaz holy this Oved, Oved holy this Yishai, but Yishai holy this David, that shows clearly that his mother was not a psul, and everything follows a patrilineal lineage. You don't mishyachas Azra Blei Gur, it's explained. Beautiful, mamash mefush in the posuk. If the yichus goes right back to Pet and it stayed, this is where Shmuel HaNovi decided, minashomayim miskimu, that it's true, amoni v'le amonis, there was no psul for Rustumai Boyas, and the lineage goes to the father right back to parents. This is where it's nikva. Rabbi Isai. There's a Rashi. Look at the Rashi on Shavuos. Be'ele told his parents, the last Rashi in Megillah Shavuos, lefi sheyiches es David al shmo, shalus ha-me'avil. Since now, the parsha, if you go through Perek Dalet, the beautiful Perek Dalet, where ultimately Boaz marries Rus. Rus has a baby. She has a baby. Who is the baby? The baby is Oved. Lefisha. And who's Oved? The great grandfather, the grandfather of David HaMelech. Shefisha Yiches is David al Shmo Shus HaMavir. Choza v'yichse al Shem Yehuda. Rabbi said this, there's not many Rashi's in Megillas Rus. But the final Rashi, because the Torah tells us that David was a great grandson of Rus HaMavir, the Torah went, the Novi went out of his way to be Mishyachas Bakri Yehuda. You know why the last five psukim says Rashi? Because since we know that Rus had a great grandson called David, so now it's got to go back to Yehuda. Rabbi said, what's Rashi saying? What's the Shaykhs? We know Rus had a baby, Oved, and Yishai, Nishai, and David. Now you're going to tell us Yehuda? Rashi is telling us exactly what Shlomo Alkabit says and the Binyan Ariel. Because now that, because David is a great grandson of Rus HaMoy Avir, well, it's a question whether Rus HaMoy Avir is kosher or possible. And if she's possible, he's possible. And if he's possible, he's no longer Mishyachas. So I'm going to turn, no, he is Mishyachas to Yehuda. You know why? Via Boaz. Because Boaz was allowed to marry Rus. Rus was not psalik called. The that's in Russia. Now, Boisai, at the end of the Megillah, at the end of every Parsha in the Torah writes a number of psukim in the Parsha. 100 psukim, 120 psukim, 170 psukim, and it brings a word that, to remember. The gematria of that word is a number of psukim. If you look at what? Of the word. It picks a particular word in the Sedra, and you work out the gematria, it's a way to remember how many psukim in the Sedra. That word has to be intrinsic to the Sedra. But otherwise, how are you going to remember the word? If you think of Parshas Nasa, you think of a word. Parshas Mami, think of a word, that's going to remind you. So again, it happens here. Sikum psukim Megillah Rus Shmoinim Mechamisha. If you add up how many psukim Abay say, it's not a long Megillah, there's only 85 psukim. Which word is Gematria 85? Boaz would have been lovely. The problem is if you add up Boaz, you get to 79. You don't get to 85. Boaz. You've got to find Boaz. So he says, I found Boaz. Which, mamash at the end of the Megillah, it says, V'simonoi Boaz hoile des Oved. Boaz hoile des Oved. The gematria of Boaz is 85. So now you remember 85. Okay, I understand why you didn't take Boaz. Boaz is the most important word in the Megillah. But Boaz, unfortunately, doesn't add up to 85. The only one is Boaz. And it seems there's only one Boaz in Tanakh. I don't understand. The beginning of Perek Dalet, it all says Uboyas. Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph, it says Uboyas Olo Hashah Vayeshev Shom. He needed to find Uboyas. Okay, Boaz not going to Uboyas. But take the first one. Why take the second one? The answer is he's looking for the critical word in the whole Megillah. The way the Binyan Ariel and Shem Alkabetz, and we proved it from Rashi, the critical word. Shmuel HaNovi didn't just write a story. It's a beautiful story. There's a lot we learn. There's Gemilas Chasodim, there's Geirus, there's incredible Gemilas Chasodim, Mesirus Nefesh, everything. But that wasn't why it was written. That's a minhag why we read on Shavuos. The reason why he wrote it is to tell us that David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom. Because if it's true that the Pliny Almoni was correct, and Doimi was correct, that Rus was not allowed to marry, Boaz, then David HaMelech would be Mipsule Kol, and not only would it be Mipsule Kol, he wouldn't be Mesiachas after his great-grandmother, he would not be Mesiachas back to Yehud, he would never be king. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, that's why he had to write it. And that's why he wrote it, and the most critical word, if you ask me what's the most critical word, Uboyaz Hoylides Oved. The Yichus of Oved is not through his mother, it's through his father. Uboyaz had actually been possible, Oved would have been possible because, but his Yichus, like a Blei Gur, it says, would have gone through Oved, would have gone through Rus, not through Boaz. When it tells us Peretz Nashi, etc., etc., Uboyaz Hoylid es Oved, That is the most critical word. That's where Shmuel HaNovi, Umin HaShomayim, Hiskimulov, that the Yichus of Ovid goes back to Boaz, because Rus is absolutely mutabakol, and Ovid's Yichus goes to his father, and his Fachosim, and his Avetzim, no question about it, and of them is Gestempel Dov Melech Yisrael Chai Mikhail.
Yeah. What was that? I didn't catch that Kamashia Vichikov.
Boyaz is Gematria 85,
because
Boyaz is only